Good morning, members, the staff, officials, and the guests that are in attendance today. My name is Lindy Wensabo. I'm the committee secretary of this committee. On my right hand side, I have another support staff.
Thank you. My name is Yolisa Nokenga. I'm the content advisor of the committee. Thank you.
Good morning, members. My name is Nozibo Myovu. I'm a committee assistant.
We have another support staff, a member of this family at the back. Can you introduce yourself to our honorable members, please?
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Sia Boyakoyan. I'm the researcher for the committee.
Thank you very much. I want to welcome members to our first meeting in this fifth parliament. And my role today is to facilitate the election of the chairperson of this committee. The rules of the National Assembly requires an official to have power to facilitate this process for the election of the chairperson. So the next step now is to request nominations among the members as to who will be the chairperson. Any person to move for the chairperson nomination? Yes, Member Mahas.
Thanks a lot, chairperson. I would like to move Honorable Member L. N. Kaba. Thank you.
Thank you for the nomination. Is there any member who would like to second the nomination of
My name is Tulane Mokosa. I would like to second the member LN.
Okay. The nomination of a member NL Kata has been seconded. Before I can proceed, I would like to hear from her whether she accepts the nomination. Okay, thank you. She accepts the nomination. The next step is to check from amongst members. Is there any other nominations that you would like to put forward? I don't see any hands, which means that we are all agree in the nomination that has been put forward. I wish to congratulate Honorable Kapa for being appointed as the member chairperson of this committee for the next 5 years, and I hope we'll have a fruitful and leadership from her. So I declare you as the chairperson of this committee, and you may come and take a seat, and maybe you can go through to the duties of the chairperson. Congratulations. Members, before we can, she can start her duties, I just want to bring to the attention as to what are the rules of the chairperson as outlined in the rules of the National Assembly. It's rule number 129, section B, section 2. It reads as follows. The chairperson of a committee, subject to the other provisions of these rules and the directions of the committee, presides at the meetings of the committee, may act in any matter on behalf of and in the best interest of the committee when it is not practical to arrange a meeting of the committee to discuss that matter. If that matter concerns a request by a person to give evidence or make oral disposition to the committee, any other request to the committee, and the initiation of any steps of decision or decisions necessary for the committee to perform its functions or exercise its powers, perform the functions, tasks, and duties, and exercise the powers that the committee, resolutions of the assembly, and legislation assign to the chairperson. In the event of an equality of votes on any question before the committee, must exercise a casting vote in addition to the chairperson's vote as a member. Those are the roles and responsibilities of this chairperson. Thank you very much, members. I give it to you.
Thank you very much. I rise indeed to appreciate your trust that you have actually put on me, and also the mere fact that I'm the member of this very, very important portfolio committee. I also, on top of appreciating that, know exactly that this fifth parliament, we have had intense campaigns for us to be given a mandate, all of us as political parties. But that process, in which I was also involved, has given us a great opportunity of getting into houses of the rich, houses of the poor, downtrodden and marginalized. We have been in urban, we have been in peri-urban, we have been in rural and deep rural. All of us, I understand, because we met in the field. We did meet in the field. Now we know the challenges that are out there. That gives me a great comfort that when we are here, we are also going to look back and begin to have a collective dedication to achieve better for all those who saw us in the field, trying to say, we will come if you give us a mandate, we are all here. So let us join hands, look forward to take this country and move South Africa better and forward, believing that we are in the, having heard all the speeches by various political parties, I know now, I understand that social development is not a small committee. It's not, this is not a welfare state. Ours is to intervene, to make life better for everybody, to empower and uplift all of us so that we are at the end of the day able to reach a stage where it will, the country will not depend on grants but depend on more social cohesion, bringing people together to participate in the economic development of their own country. And with those few words, I really indeed appreciate the members, and I also trust that it will not be my fault, it will be our fault, it will not be my success, it will be a collective success if we do well. Please let us enjoy our participation in this committee. Let all political parties hold their study groups, study their documents, come clear to say, as a party, this is what we bring in order to have a constructive going forward movement. With these few words, I really hope that we will be having very few apologies. Your apology does not participate. It can only indicate that you are not available with your ideas. I thank you very much. Very much.
Thank you, Ms. Lebuile Mekar. Thank you, Chairperson. On behalf of the Democratic Alliance, we're happy for those inspiring and encouraging words. It really came from a leader, from a mother, from the DA and every one of us. We are willing to work with you, with everyone, because we strongly believe, like you said, that South Africa belongs to all of us. So it is our responsibility being here to make sure that we make a difference. So with those words, we congratulate you on your position, and I believe that 5 years we are going to enjoy being in this committee with you. Thank you.
Can I acknowledge the whip? Thanks, Honorable Chairperson. I'd like to indicate to our different political parties present that I believe and we believe as the ruling party that the choice made was very good. Because you look at the honourable member's background, she comes from the deep rural areas. It's our Tambo, eh?
Yeah.
Our Tambo, to be exact. And we know how those areas look. And therefore, I feel, and as the ANC, we feel the speech she made was very moving. Because we are here for the downtrodden. And as I always say, because I was a chairperson in the previous term, that when it comes to the committee meeting, let us work as a collective. We know once we get inside there, you know, what we normally do. So let us work as a collective. Because within the committee meeting, it's here where we resolve all our problems. And as the ANC, I'd like to congratulate you, Honourable Member, for taking over the leadership of this most important committee. And I must say, when I looked at all the names, I don't think it's all the people that's supposed to be here. Because the different political parties actually have alternative members to an alternative. And even as the ANC. And I think that's because everyone places a big importance on this committee itself. Thank you, Honourable Chairperson.
Without any, oh, were you ready, right? Oh, no. Without any more hands, I also, once again, thank you for the input that you've made. And it's encouraging and gives us plenty of opportunity to be ready for the action. But can I take this moment, therefore, to say I believe you have been able to okay, thank you very much. Can I therefore request that we receive this program, which is going to be a short discussion on how we are going to engage on our oversight role, that of looking into the budget processes that are already a little bit late. And therefore, we will receive them, and then we are going to apply our minds for a short discussion and see if the proposed dates, then we make an adoption of that. And we leave this meeting knowing that the program of action is in place. Thank you very much. Portfolio Committee on Social Development stands as we see it in the first page, that
we propose that members look into that date, which is 2nd July 2014, that time, which the agenda should be the presentation of the budget vote process. And then our objective there indeed is to ensure that we scrutinize and we interrogate issues that are appearing as a program. And therefore, the venue will be confirmed, but members must be seized with this proposal, as well as then these are the people that will participate in that meeting, but are not participating actually today, but it's a proposal, isn't it? Thank you. Yes. Okay, so the members won't be in the meeting. Okay, fine. I think it's the same. Thank you very much. So there's the draft. Can we say something about it? Because it's a draft for all of us. Okay, sure. You can speak on this matter. It's very much administrative. Very much administrative.
Thank you, Chairperson. The committees are required to finalize the deliberations on the budget process by 11th of July, which is that week. And then the extended party committees will take place as from the 16th. So we have only 2 weeks to consider our business. So the program with the chairperson is structured as to accommodate these time constraints, because we have only 1 week to consider and meet the departments, and the following week we'll adopt the report. And today is the election of a chairperson, which we have done, and then the second item, this is the item that we are busy with, the adoption, construction adoption of the committee program. Next week, Wednesday, there will be presentations from the support staff, myself, the corner advisor, and the researcher, trying to explain to the committee as to what is the budget process in terms of parliament from my side, in terms of procedures as to when the budget is here, what next will they follow. And the content advisor will also take the committee through as to the sector overview and the relevance and the importance of the budget. And the researcher will take us through to the analysis of the budget. I think it's important for members to know before the department comes as to what is expected out of these deliberations. And then at 10:30 till 1:00, the department will come and brief the committees. And at that time, we'll be equipped as to what questions you can engage, you may ask the department. The department has two entities, SASA and NDA. From 2:00 till 5:00, we'll engage with the entities. And then the following week, which is Wednesday the 9th, we will come here again and adopt the report that will transpire all the deliberations and recommendations that came during the engagement. And then we'll be done the next, the last meeting, the 9th of July. Thank you very much.
The presentation, do we have any more input in the proposed draft? Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Chairperson. I don't have a problem with the to adopt the draft program. I just wish that maybe we can have the documents also on time so that we can prepare ourselves. Mm. Because sometimes it's very inconvenient to receive the documents before the meeting. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. This being the very reason why we want to highlight who will do what. Because those people are the very people who must give us their input in time, so that when they make the presentation, we've already familiarized ourselves with what content they will bring as a researcher or the content advisor to the department, to the portfolio committee, all those
will need. And if they receive this in time, they will raise questions with individual presenters before they come to meeting so that we can move a little bit fast. Mm-hmm. Are we only happy with that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Can then, if we all agree, can I acknowledge
and a chairperson, in terms of the procedure, I can adopt the proposed
Thank you very much. Can I therefore call for a second? Seconded. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether I could have said they must say I second for the purpose of a record or only one, so I'm fine. Please bear with me. This platform is new, so we will support each other going forward. Is this not the end of the business? If yes, is it just too quick? Okay, can I acknowledge the Honorable before I come to you?
Excuse me. I wanted to ask, some of us are new in the committee, but is it possible to introduce ourselves? If you don't mind, I see new faces. I'm new on this portfolio committee, if you don't mind.
Before I allow you to do so, can I also... Okay. Thank you very much. Can we therefore allow that process week, believing very much that I thought we are going to have the original list that will tell us who are the members, whether they are present or not, so that at least we know. And definitely the attendance register is going to give us your numbers. And then you will get my number as well, so that we can even talk if there are issues that are to be raised at a given stage, even not when we are not in a meeting. We are a talking society in South Africa. We need to engage, we need to talk. So can I allow the process that the whip of the portfolio starts, and then I'll also have my time to say where I am. Thank you very much.
I think on that side is your citizen office.
Thanks a lot. I am Hope Marcus, and I am from Port Elizabeth. And it's the first time that I'm serving in this term again on this committee. I used to be a member in 2009, I think for two years of this committee. Then I went to the Education Committee as a chairperson, and I'm back on this committee as a whip. Thank you.
Thanks, Chairperson. My name is Kim Robinson. I'm a new member in this institution. I'm the member of EFF. I'm from KZN. I'm looking forward to work with all of you here, guys. Thanks.
I think this microphone's broken. Chairperson, I'm Liesel van der Merwe. I served previously on the Portfolio Committee for Women, Children and People with Disabilities, and also on communications, and it's a great honor to be in this committee. I've always thought that this would be the one committee that I would really like to work on, and I was inspired by your opening remarks, and I'm from the IFP, and we look forward to working with you as a family in this portfolio committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Bev Arians. I'm from Gauteng. I'm a member of the ANC, and also looking very forward to working on this committee. I think this is where the people's hearts are and where things rise. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. First of all, I'd like to congratulate Madam Chair for the very responsibility that you are about to hold, which says we'll support you. I'm Catherine Matsindi. I'm from ANC. I am a new member. Thank you. I'm from ANC. Mpumalanga. My name is Pilani Mokhosi. I'm from Gauteng Province. I'm a new member.
quite, I mean, activist on the issues of social development, and I was a worker for 18 years in the department, so I think I have fallen into the right committee that I will take these issues forward. But thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm Sbongi Letsoledi from the ANC, from the First State. I'm new in the National Assembly, but I'm not new in the legislative sector. I've been chairing this committee for 2 years in the First State Legislature. I'm looking forward to contribute my knowledge. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Patricia Kopani. I'm from the First State province. I'm sitting next to my sister here. I'm representing the Democratic Alliance. This is my second term. I used to be in this committee with the Honorable Malkhas. And then in 2010, I went to health, but I'm back home again. So this is the committee that I love. So we're going to work together. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, colleagues. My name is Lindy Wilson. I am from Limpopo, a member of the Democratic Alliance. And I'm very delighted to be on this portfolio and in a position to address some of the situations that need to be addressed in this country. Thank you very much.
Morning, colleagues. Congratulations to the chair. I'm also looking forward to working in this committee. It is my favorite committee. I've been in the Northern Cape Legislature before, so it's my first time in the National Assembly. I'm looking forward to the next 5 years working with you. Oh, God in the cook.
Garden.
Thank you for the suggestion. It has contributed a lot. We know each other, but we're going to take time to put those very good names into the faces. And please bear with me. The chair is not young anymore. I was here in the first democratic parliament that 10 years ago I was once a member here in this parliament, and I went back for local government for 10 years, and when my term of 10 years was up, I joined the province, and I've been the MEC for rural development. And coming here is actually ensuring that all of us with your background, we will be going back to make things more correct. And I am very thankful to whoever decided that you would be deployed here, because I think they looked into your CVs. But one thing I appreciate is the All Women Committee. Malbong. Thank you very much. Can we agree that this is the end of our business? Because it's no longer written any other business. Okay. Let me thank you and say now we have a thank you.
Thank you.
We'll come back again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Would you like to have a look around?
Excuse me, Ben? Come here. All of you.